up and at them. Happy Friday, 4 minutes past. Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up.
Simo, Halloween last night. Did you go trick-or-treating?
No.
Did you get any knocks on the door from trick-or-treaters?
No, well, I live in one of these estates out in the sticks, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some kids.
So did you get any, what, cows trick-or-treating?
No, so there were some.
Moo, I'm Daisy.
So some of the young kids, I think they were headed to town, though, rather than staying in their local area. I think they're walking into town because everything's a lot more. The proximity is a bit better.
True.
So what about yourself? Did you...
Well, I do live in town.
How did you go?
No, I didn't get anyone. Not at all.
Well, you know.
Which would mean I've got a bag of chocolates at home. Jackpot.
So if anyone wants to go for a delayed Halloween run, is that what you're saying?
No, because they're mine.
You want to keep them?
Yes.
Zed and Kalani kicking things off for your Friday. This is Good Thing. Now, if you hear the ticking clock, you can't unhear it. So.
Stop mentioning the ticking clock.
Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. I book myself Hello, Black Brooklyn, in the summer on Snow FM Breakfast, and well on the way to 7 o'clock, 21 minutes to, and we're talking a girl named Rachel. She was 18 years of age, and this has been widely reported. Her boyfriend's name was Alistair, or at least that's what it's being reported as.
Alistair in inverted commas.
You're like, an Alistair in 2019 isn't happening?
No, like, I know one Alistair.
Okay.
But he's, like, 50.
Exactly. So in 2019, it's not happening, like in recent memory?
I can't imagine it would
There's no Gen Y Alistairs?
I mean, I'm sure there is somewhere.
Somewhere out there.
I don't know any of them.
So basically what's gone on is Rachel says that her first boyfriend, right?
Alistair
faked his own death and escaped a huge amount of debt at that age anyway. So she loaned him a grand at 18 years of age.
Yeah.
And then he managed to... just disappear. Furniture in his house just going missing.
Did he make that sound effect?
Yeah, he made a whipping sound effect, yeah, and then he was gone.
Interesting, but so he didn't actually die. He just pretended to.
No.
So he got out of paying this debt.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's a little bit, I feel like he's gone pretty far to try and get out of that.
So she, like, found him now and realised that he's not dead?
Yeah, so she went out for a schnitzel, as you do. Are you a Parmigiana man?
Well, whilst mourning her boyfriend.
No, this is like...
Was there not like a funeral or something like that? Surely wouldn't all the family be in on this?
Well, basically, it went about that she loaned him some money.
Yeah.
And then she says that she was young and she was fickle. So she broke up with him and then, you know, months later the mum called to say that Alistair's no longer with us, except he was...
I mean, getting your mum in on that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that must be one hell of a conversation to have. Hey, mum, can you just phone up my ex-girlfriend? Here's a number. Just say I've died. No need to ask any more questions. It's a weird phone call to have, but Alistair is completely fine, still living.
Yeah, so Rachel went out for a schnitzel or something to a restaurant and then thought she recognised her ex's brother working in the kitchen because both of Alistair and his brother were chefs.
Ah, I see.
And then she asked the waiters to see if she could speak to the brother.
Yeah.
Of which, you know, she listed his name was probably Richard.
Yes. Good work.
And apparently there was no one there by the brother's name. But Alistair, there was a guy called Alistair there who looked remarkably similar to her ex.
Oh, so it was.
It was. Shock horror. Imagine that.
Imagine Alistair's face. Just when he kind of turns around and goes, I know you from somewhere. Where do I know you? Oh, yeah, I've meant to be hidden. I'm meant to be hiding from you.
That's right. Well.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to run very fast.
How have you been?
Yeah, well, this is did you enjoy your schnitzel?
Oh, dear. It's one of those things as well. I remember catching up with people that I went to school with after not seeing them for years. They didn't try to disappear.
You just don't like them.
Yeah, well, we just kind of like, you know, how you both go in different ways.
I mean, to do that, yeah, I mean, but to escape now in the art of social media and all that.
Yeah.
That's a good effort.
Well, that's what's being reported, is that it's pretty difficult to disappear with your digital footprints and all of that.
Maybe if he, like, spent less time thinking about how he can disappear and more time working, he would have been able to repay the $1,000 and then it would all be fine.
Yeah, things would have turned out for the best. no, well, everyone's alive, and I think the money's now had to filter back.
Exchanged hands, shall we say?
Yeah, there's just been a bit of a weird timeline involved.
I just want the money to just be handed back, not in money form, but just in chicken schnitzels.
Yeah, that'd be the way
to go. $1,000 worth of chicken schnitzels. Heaven.
Coldplay right now. Brand new music on Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. Buzzy, no way on Snow FM at Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Simo, there's a new Star Wars movie on the way. It's going to be released sort of towards the end of the year / early next year here in Australia.
Yeah.
And to advertise it, Star Wars have teamed up with United Airlines, an airline in America, to have a Star Wars-themed aeroplane flying around the USA.
Just one?
Takes time to redesign aeroplanes into Star Wars theme. At the moment, it is just one, but I think a couple more are planned.
Have they just gone kind of like commercial air travel instead of using the whole bus? You know how there's always stuff advertised on the side of buses?
Yeah.
So this time they've gone with planes?
Yeah, more or less.
I mean, I feel like it's going to have less pedestrians to see it.
Well, I mean, last time I checked, there's not many pedestrians at 37,000 feet.
No, so...
But, yeah, I mean, very much while the plane is in the air, you're not going to get a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah, weird one, hey.
But when the plane's on the ground, you probably will. And for any passengers that fly on that aeroplane,
okay,
they will get advertised too, because it's not just the outside that has been painted Star Wars.
Mm.
They've gone the full shebang. I mean, okay, yes, the outside is painted in Star Wars, but as well as that, when passengers board this plane, they will be treated to Star Wars music. So hope they like it. As well as a commemorative pin... And a themed amenity kit, which involves tissues, earplugs, if you don't like Star Wars music, a toothbrush and skincare products, all Star Wars themed. And while you're taxiing to the runway, you will even see a Star Wars themed safety demonstration.
Welcome. We're excited to have you aboard, and we appreciate your attention as we demonstrate the safety features of this aircraft. FAA regulations require you to follow the instructions of our crew members.
We've all seen the safety demonstration. No one listens to it anyway, so that's enough.
I actually enjoy that. I'd be keen to fly more if it was like the dark side is here, here, and here. Please know your exits.
Well, I mean, I'm slightly disappointed that, Darth Vader isn't, wheeling the trolley doing the drinks.
Just the trolley coming down the main aisle with a...
Luke, I have your sandwich.
We got Beck. This is Dreams. Snow FM at Breakfast. Waking you up for your Friday. Good morning. Side Effects, the Chainsmokers on Snow FM, and the side effects of Halloween. I mean, sugar and acid attacks, but plenty of time to kind of put your feet up today before the workday kicks off in around an hour and a half.
And Simo, side effects of this news, which I'm about to break, is one very excited Jordan.
All right.
We don't normally deal with breaking news here on Snow FM Breakfast. This broke about an hour ago, so I think that still counts as breaking for us.
Yeah, early days.
For any other of the major newspapers or major TV stations, not breaking, that's kind of back page by now. But for us, this is breaking news. And the news is, well, Simo, we all went through a bit of a rebellious phase during school, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah.
I know for one, I went through one, and when I was going through my rebellious phase, this music was very much at the forefront.
Oh, hectic times, Jordan.
It's a bit of My Chemical Romance. Well, Simo, after 6 years, grow your hair, get the hair straighteners out, dye it black, because My Chemical Romance have announced they're coming back.
Yeah, you're going to get a nose ring. What else you got to get?
Makeup, probably.
Leather jackets.
Leather jacket. Get it all out of the wardrobe. It's been there gathering dust. Yes, Simo, they've announced a reunion tour. It's in December, so it's actually quite soon. It's like ridiculously soon.
Wait, they're not bringing out a Christmas album, are they?
My Chemical Romance Christmas album. Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Welcome to the Christmas parade rather than Black Parade.
Welcome, Santa. Welcome to Santa's Black Parade. No, but they have announced a reunion concert.
Yeah.
You will have to go on a bit of an airfare if you want to go.
Oh, okay.
It is in LA. Tickets go on sale at 12 o'clock tomorrow LA time.
Mm.
So if you do want to head along to My Chemical Romance, book the aeroplane trip, and actually... Just having a look at the picture of the My Chemical Romance lead singer.
Okay, right.
It's a bit of a resemblance to yourself, Simo. Is there something you need to... Are you secretly the My Chemical Romance singer? Because no one's heard from them in 6 years. Perhaps the singer has donned an Aussie accent and come and done radio in the Snowy Mountains. He's played the song. No denial.
She said she too young. LSD, Labyrinth, Sia, and a Diplo teaming up for some audio on Snow FM Breakfast. 5 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock. Bang on for the news at that time. But Simo and Jordan, you'd be familiar with, well, on this show I've discussed my minor case of road adjacent rage.
What do you mean by road adjacent rage? Do you mean road rage?
No, road adjacent. It's never on the road.
I see.
It's always
pedestrian rage.
Correct. Footpaths. So
footpath rage.
Slow walkers. I mean, I've had to walk places with you.
Hey, what? I'm a slow walker? What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm saying
I am not a slow walker.
Okay.
You're a power walker. Yes. I walk at normal speed. You think you're in the 50K walk in the Olympics.
I'm moving. Like, I probably, at my pace, I do arrive a little bit earlier at places than you.
Yes.
Which is something that I'm pleased about.
But I enjoy the journey.
Well, get around this, Jordan. A new study has been published in the Journal of American Medical Association, and it's concluded that fast walkers are not only smarter than slow walkers, but they also age at a slower rate.
Look, not all studies are correct. And this is one that's not.
Yeah. How fast people are walking in midlife tells us a lot about how much their bodies and brains have aged over time. Gait speed is not only an indicator of aging, but also an indicator of lifelong brain health.
So what's gait speed? Is that fast or is that slow or is that normal?
Well, like, gait speed is kind of like the mechanics of your actual walk.
You're doing hand gestures. That doesn't help me in any way, shape or form.
Like the robot.
Now, you look like you're dancing the robot in a chair.
Bit like that. So the gait is kind of the mechanics.
No one walks as if they're doing the robot Simo.
No.
And that is certainly not how you walk, because I don't think that you're in this study.
No. I was just using that as an example. So apparently, if you have a good walking gait, if you like, G-A-I-T, then it's good for you and bad for the slow walkers of the snowies.
Thanks for spelling it out, because I was thinking gait as in, like, you know, on your fence, and then you've got the gait that let you through. I'm like, a good walking gait? Who's walking whilst carrying a gait?
But we got a message during the week regarding how I could potentially be less...
I got a message 3 minutes ago saying, walk quicker! Simo.
About how I can potentially help my fury about walking behind slow walkers, because there's nothing worse for me.
Just walk around them?
Than getting caught. Well, what about enclosed spaces? Say like Nuggets Crossing in Jindabyne, right?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
See, there's not a lot of places you can go. You get caught.
No, it's worse if you're going downstairs and you're stuck behind two slow walkers.
Well, apparently, this is genius. I mean, the stairs, this isn't probably going to work, but a message came through to Snow FM during the week that...
Kick him out of the way.
No.
Do not do that, whether you're on stairs or not.
Invest in a bell off of a bicycle or a... So then when you're walking around out and about, all you do is ring the bell. They think it's a bike, and then you're just like... power walk past.
No, Simo, don't do that. Don't just do a bell. You got to go bigger. Get a horn from, like, a freight train.
Charlie XCX after the after party, and the party's just about done, Jordan.
Yeah, but we've got our boss in, Renee. You're looking very nervous this morning.
No, I'm not nervous.
Come in nice and close.
Come in and be part of it.
Hello.
Yeah, party the party, shall we say.
I'm not nervous.
So, Renee, it is your last day today. We're going to miss you. You've been a fantastic boss.
Thank you.
Just getting the compliments in early because I know what's about to come up.
Okay, yeah. You've prepped a whole bunch of food items, Jordan?
Yeah, well, we put the call out last night on the Snow FM Instagram and the Snow FM Facebook as well. For weird and disgusting kind of food combinations that people in the Snowies enjoy that they think tastes nice but we all think is a bit disgusting. We did this a couple of months ago and you actually volunteered to do it a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your quote? You weren't happy with our attempt.
No, it was just a bit lame.
Well, I mean, rough, because the listeners were very involved as well, Jordan. Oh.
They did say it tasted nice, and I agree with them.
All right, well, should we try again? We've got three sandwiches that have been sent in from people of the Snowies.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to give this a go? Take two, Renee?
I'm actually starving, so good luck trying to turn me off.
This is the weird part about it, is that she's ordered a sandwich for, like, after this segment, and how many sandwiches have
we've
you got?
We've got three sandwiches that you're about to eat.
I'm not eating all. I'm taking one bite.
You're not eating all three. We are not letting you out of the studio. Okay, so this first one was sent in by Adam on the Snow FM Facebook page. This is a ham, cheese, and Pringle sandwich.
Oh, boy.
Had me a Pringle.
Now, before you eat it, I do have to say, the bread when I was making them is a bit stale, despite the fact it very clearly says on tag, it's got about 4 days until it goes off.
So the filling's not enough, you had to give me stale bread.
Yeah, and there you go. So you can crunch it down, get a nice bit of everything in the sandwich.
Can you cut it in the middle?
What is this?
Fine.
I'm also serving on a chopping board.
What kind of a restaurant is this?
Well, I'm serving on a chopping board to seem a bit chefy, and the fact, okay. Where have all the plates gone? We have no idea. They've all vanished.
All right, here she goes.
Mmm.
Got a nice crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Happy with that?
It's a bit flavourless.
Okay, what's in... Mm. So, Renee, can you describe...
Texture-wise, it's good.
Describe what's in that, Renee.
Mm. Ham.
Mm.
Probably a bit too much ham there.
You can never have enough too much ham.
I can only taste ham.
Okay.
Cheese.
Do you want some more Pringles?
More Pringles, less ham. Look, I'd play around with that recipe.
Come on, Jordan.
But it's got potential.
All right, so... All right.
Blaming the chef already.
Could get your consistency right, Jordan.
No, I'm happy.
Well, it's... Constructive criticism.
Does look. I do actually want to give that. Can you pass that one to me? Because I kind of want to give that one a go. That looks nice.
All right. 1 point to Renee.
Number
there
two,
she is. Yep.
This one was sent in by Lisa, who said her son wouldn't eat the spinach.
So he wouldn't eat the spinach?
Mm-hmm. Unless it was in a sandwich with peanut butter.
Okay. Spinach and peanut butter.
Now I should say as well.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bucket down here if you need it.
Alrighty.
Just in case. So we've got fresh spinach and some crunchy peanut butter.
I'm not even a little bit scared of this.
Not even scared?
No.
Mm. Alright. Thoughts on that? She's just taking a big bite out of that one.
Yep.
Hold on.
I didn't like spinach, that's how I'd have it.
But do you like spinach?
Yeah, I do. And I love peanut butter. Mm. Is that the natural
this
peanut
isn't
butter too?
Again,
so, for those who know Renee, bossy boss lady, she is. You're off to go and tend to some bees and some farmland, and she's quite.
Bees will be here for the next 10 minutes and talking about bees.
And she's quite happy with the spinach in a sandwich, Jordan. So I have to say, I'm not surprised.
All right, we'll take that one away before she has another bite.
Yeah.
For your actual breakfast sandwich, which is coming up. Now, this one was sent in by Tony. Now, I have no problem saying this, Tony. You are a weirdo. This is disgusting. So, Renee, what we have here, we have two slices of bread with some banana bread, but that is not all, because Tony claims that it tastes brilliant with some of this product. Do you want to reveal what
it is? Whoa, hold up.
Mayonnaise.
Okay. Mayonnaise. Now, I haven't put any on the sandwich just yet.
That actually sounds disgusting.
Would you like to... Because, I mean, I don't... There you go. You can put as much or as little mayonnaise as you like.
So a banana bread mayonnaise
sandwich. Mayonnaise sandwich. Can't you really go and show and put a bit more on? Keep going.
She's applying.
People in the office watching, put some more on.
She's applying the mayonnaise to the sandwich.
I've never seen that guy laugh as much as he is. Look at him.
There's a look of horror.
Can we get like an oxygen mask for Chris out there? He's gonna
mayonnaise.
I'm not gonna lie. You have got me a little.
Yes!
Mayonnaise, hold up, Renee. Just before you do, just.
You so, want some more mayonnaise?
All right, just bear with us. Stop. Don't do it just yet, okay? So, let's just explain what Jordan has put together here. All right, so you've got some bread.
Jordan. I'm going to put more mayonnaise on.
Jordan has put together mayonnaise.
That's right.
Banana bread within two bits of bread.
Mm.
Right, so there's a whole bunch of... This is like a real savoury dessert issue.
It's very much carb loading. Like, there's multiple breads.
All right, Renee, are you ready?
No.
Yeah, I've
all right.
I've got the bucket on standby.
Okay.
I'm not going to throw up.
Jeez, here we go.
Please do, because it would make brilliant radio.
Jordan gets his priorities right. All right.
I don't know what I'm more disgusted in, this sandwich or you.
You hired me.
Go for it, Renee. Right,
Why do you think I'm leaving?
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Get the crunch.
Well, it's banana bread and mayo. Hopefully it's not crunchy.
I'm not going to go home and make it myself.
Okay.
On a scale of...
It's weird. It's just weird.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird is Tony, who apparently likes that? 10 being really weird.
I think he sounds really interesting. He sounds like a very interesting person.
Very diplomatic.
And creative.
Dear. So, have you got takeaway containers for these sandwiches, Jordan?
I do.
All right, sweet.
Starting a new takeaway business.
Beautiful. That'll go well with her coffee. Renee, thanks very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Dear Diary, temperatures are rising, but Simo and Jordan, they're still as cool as cucumbers. I think it's because they've started doing yoga, only it's a little different.
Have you ever heard of rage yoga?
I've heard of those two words separately.
Yeah.
I've heard of the word rage and the word yoga. Never heard them two combined.
Well, it's getting quite popular.
I'm not sure if it is.
It's a great thing to just scream it out. Get rid of all that tension in your head, your neck, your jaw, everything. Let it fucking go.
This week, they proved what a good guy Anthony Kalia is when he dropped in.
So, Mum, what I've done is we actually just had Anthony Kalia on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you remember Anthony Kalia, right? He did The Prayer. You're a big fan of... You wish that I could sing like that when I was younger, but it didn't turn out that way. Anthony's actually recorded something for you, Mum.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hey, Kerry, Anthony Kalia here, and condolences. You have a son like you have. I know that you wish that you had me as a son. But anyway, I can't change that. Thanks for all your support and love. Take care.
Where does Simo rank on the favourite son?
Number one.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, what?
Simo's been reading Jordan's mail.
Oh, yeah, this one's just for you. I feel a bit odd just reading it, really.
Have you been opening my mail again?
Yeah.
Found a tooth in some takeaway food.
Well, they were just halfway through their meal and discovered something that probably shouldn't have been there. Kind of looked at it, a little bit trying to work out, what is this?
Oh, boy.
And they're still not sure, but they've come to a 90% conclusion. This is a human tooth.
Okay, was it from their own mouth?
No.
Okay.
Because they did check. That was one of my favourite quotes in this. They go, we checked that it was one of ours, but we still have all of our teeth, it can't be one of ours.
How does that work? Did they count each other's? Like, if you're in a restaurant and then there's two people sitting at a table counting each other's teeth?
It's going to look strange, but they weren't at the restaurant. It's a takeaway, so they're taking it home.
Okay, that's okay.
Where they can count each other's teeth in the privacy of their own home.
Away from judgment.
But no, I think you can just do it with your tongue, can't you? Just move your tongue around your mouth and...
One, two, three.
Maybe don't do it now. No, stop counting.
Then they asked a health inspector what the deal was.
What is it you do?
Environmental health officer.
Ah, right. So see, he knows this stuff, Jordan. So what did we find?
A Chinese restaurant in the UK. A couple of customers there got their Chinese takeaway food, went home, and while eating it, allegedly found a human tooth in their meal. I mean, it probably breaks a lot of rules, and we're only going until about 9 o'clock this morning. what are the biggies that would break?
The main issue with that would be in regards to food processing, safe and suitable food for human consumption.
Josie?
Well, I mean, the tooth was cooked, so it's not like they have a raw tooth. Does that affect it in any way?
It doesn't matter. If it wasn't supposed to be in there, it shouldn't be served.
The tooth wasn't supposed to be there, Jordan.
I don't think we had to waste an official health officer's time for this, to be honest. I mean,
sometimes I really do worry about our boys. They'll be back next week as cool as ever. Kind of like cucumbers, which reminds me, they need to eat more vegetables. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.